Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 4 weekly podcasts: Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, and Warhammer 40,000: The Valentine Heresy, as well as 4 event podcasts with mini-series releases at staggered intervals: Curse Code and Crown, Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Punchers thought they were creating a distraction, but they actually stumbled across a deadly conspiracy. Richter was thrown through a portal into the unadulterated Mythos. Adrian was stabbed and disappeared after rescuing his boss. And Red was stabbed in the heart by a cultist. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the Mythos.
Richter, you have always hated when people put their hands on you. It just seems like a wildly unnecessary and overly invasive and oftentimes overly personal form of touch. But you particularly hate it when those hands drag you through a portal of some sort and dump you out into places unknown. So having just been discovered as not the real Chad Chadlington, and not the one with the magical hands, you find yourself pulled by another one of these robed figures into a massive room. Unlike the small cramped mayor's office that you've just been pulled out of, you stumbled into a much larger office area. And at a glance, as kind of your eyes take in the scene as you're pulled through, You can make out that there's sort of glass windows surrounding the room. It looks to be almost like a massive corner, not just an office, but an office space. So several offices. Yours in particular seems to just be kind of one of several. Honestly, like one of the offices for Mad Men is probably a pretty good indicator of this. So it's not, I don't want you to think of it as just like, there's a desk and a chair and that's it. It's several small kind of desk chair. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Perhaps most alarmingly of all, as you're pulled into this space, you can tell it's a little unfinished. Seems to still be kind of somewhat under construction. But unlike the view you had from the mayor's office of kind of, you know, local Helmfirth sites, instead you see nothing but sky and occasional dotting of buildings. But that's all you see before you hit the ground hard. The carpet smells very new and is impeccably clean, which is nice given that your face is getting mashed into it. Through the bag, if you'll recall, you were dressed as one of the Inheritor.
Cultists. I'm wearing a cloak. Yeah,
you got a cloak and a sack over your head with red ink.
Or red ink in my case, yeah.
Soaked into it. Again, the man who pulled you through you hear over his shoulder someone being like,
hey, Graham, what's going on with Chad? I know you hate the guy, but like, don't ruin the ritual.
Graham hoists you up after kind of slamming you to the ground, and he just glowers at you. And of course it's hard because you're both wearing masks still, but he's just like, who are you and what are you doing here?
And just kind of like hands up, like fucking shirt being like pulled up into this guy's fists. Richter will just say, my name is Richter. I can't tell you why I'm here. I don't know how I'm here.
The guy over Graham's shoulder is like, yeah, Mr. Dukes, that wasn't a particularly clear question. I think, pardon me, Mr. Richter, I believe he meant, why were you interfering with the ritual?
I was
and
not.
Graham's like, that's what I said.
I was not interfering. I was doing nothing of the sort. You see, and now at this point, like, Richter is just like, you can't see, like, behind the mask, but he's just, like, desperately searching for a lie. And he basically just says, Chad that you speak of, he was found to be lacking faith, and he had to be dealt with, and so I was asked to take his place.
You are going to need to roll on that.
So. I was hoping the guy's hatred of Chad would be like, yeah, that sounds like Chad.
I'll give you some advantage because that does seem somewhat reasonable, but at the same time, not a fully viable story. So go ahead and please roll me. Oh boy, what's it going to be today?
I'm trying to see. I can't find anything that would apply so far.
I think it's fast talk, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fast talk. There is a fast talk. Oh, let's see if I can roll.
There's fast talk
five
or persuade.
Or less.
Those are the two, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a persuasion because you're not telling the
five.
Truth at all.
So that was a 94. I have to get it down to a 5, so I will spend some luck. No, I completely fucking shit the bed.
Proud of you for trying, though.
Yeah, he calls him Brad by accident instead of Chad.
Graham just leans past and can see Chad in the room having the conversation that we saw in the previous episode. He's like, no, he's right there. You know what? They warned us this sort of shit might happen. and then someone rolled a ball across the floor above me. It doesn't happen in game. Normally, I would just write it off as
fiction. That was a thunderclap.
Yeah, on clear skies.
He's right there. You should send me back. I should have a word with him.
Well, unfortunately, that's around the time that Red and Adrian burst into the room. And with the chanting interrupted on their side and also on your side, because frankly, like, everyone was keeping it up. But with that, the portal shifts quite quickly and once again showing the cosmos. And much like what happened in Helmfirth, tentacles begin to stretch through the portal. Graham Dukes immediately drops you and says, brothers and sisters, the ritual has been interrupted. Fucking magic hands ruined it as always. We must contain the beasts. Quickly, to me! And he just throws a fucking, like, just throws you over a table and says, we'll deal with you soon, heathen. I've always wanted to say that. And they begin to chant as the tentacles begin to come through. Richter, you are thrown at a table, which isn't exactly great for you. Nope. Can you roll me either a constitution or a dex, please? I would also take dodge, if you want to roll dodge.
This is a roll to see if Richter regularly drinks milk.
Yeah, none of these are particularly good, but...
Let's yeah, see if they can't always be investigation. Library well, I mean, use. Yeah.
Absolutely fair, but we're about to see if Richter...
You'd like to use a library to break his fall, Tom? Is that an option?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Does he have, what, like overdrive on his phone or something?
I would like to use the Dewey Decimal slide and just Dewey Decimal dodge. There we go.
He just becomes incomprehensible and everyone's like, my God, we can't stop him.
So it turns out Richter did have his daily bottle of Ensure, and so... With a con roll of 23, he's able to tank this this hit.
Fantastic. All right, so you slam into the desk. I'll give you the option. Do you want to just slam into it, stop your momentum, and be able to move, or do you want to go up and over?
Up and over.
Okay. Yeah. So you hit the desk, but you just completely ragdoll. And
none of it is like cool looking in any way whatsoever. Just kind of like flailing. Like I happen to have good fulcrum. Like I hit it at the hip, and I just like. Like, even weight distribution, like, flip over it.
It's that video of that parkour guy walking to the fence and just flipping over and still walking.
Yeah. Except purely on accident.
It's that if you combine Liam Neeson and Taken 3, where they did, like, 8 cuts to get him over a fence.
It's me when I imagine it. We used to play outdoor volleyball a lot, and whenever the ball would go over, there's like a metal pole, and in my head I was always gonna like Darth Maul over it, but invariably it'd always just be like Winnie the Pooh trying to fucking get into his house, just like awkwardly stumbling and like can't quite get my leg over and like hit myself in the crotch twice, and yeah, great. So I sympathize. Well, Richter is my hero.
Just created Richter the Pooh, and that is going to haunt me as a thing.
Richter the Pooh.
Make fan artists get on this.
Richter Zapu.
Well, congratulations, everybody. We just got banned by the Chinese government, so woo!
The real Cthulhu is Xi Jinping. Right. His tentacles are everywhere, and he'll fucking eat you.
Yeah, TikTok. Anyway, so so Richter, you Jack Skellington over the table, and you fall to the back. So. Now that you're kind of away from them, you can, again, see more clearly. You're in one of several offices, all of which are glassed in, so you can kind of see the rest of the space. Large office floor, but more importantly, you can see out the window. And beneath you, you see sort of a stretching concrete jungle of buildings that you've only ever seen in pictures, but you recognize that you're in New York City.
I'm in New York. Wow. Okay.
A very tall building that was recently completed. Some kind of Empire State Building, if you will. You're looking out sort of across the lights of the city. It would seem that the Gotham Crown only recently began to move into this office, as you can see from A, how new the building is, but B, everything is still somewhat unpacked.
Right.
If you were to venture a guess, it would seem that in the same way that now that Greaves is the mayor, they had to set up some kind of portal system for him. They're likely in the process of installing that throughout these offices. So whatever this ritual is seems to have been interrupted on both sides. Now, there are tentacles entering the room. That said, unlike your friends back in Helmfirth, these guys are pros, and they are rapidly closing this. But it's bought you a moment of reprieve as they focus on this. I think in kind of more realistic, less fantastical terms, it would be a bit like a grease fire in a kitchen if it was a if professional chefs and cooks and staff were there, as opposed to the other side where it's like, if I had a grease fire, I'd just be like,
your grandma and her friend are freaking out in the kitchen.
Throw money on it. Maybe that'll stop it. But
grease fire. Fucking pennies.
Get the water.
Grease fires hate it. MacBooks, right? And that's how I got a new work computer. They're rapidly getting it under control, but they've necessarily ignored you for a moment or two. You're obviously deep in it, and the portal behind you is gone.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am looking for an exit, a conventional exit,
not the window directly ahead of you or the magic portal,
and kind of
Yeah. Okay. So the door, the door kind of out into the main office area is just past. If we're thinking in terms of the geography of this room, you're against you're behind a desk, sort of near the glass leading out. And again, this isn't like floor to ceiling glass because they didn't do that in the 30s. It's very much like bullpen partitions, but glassed in.
Yeah.
So from where you are, if you were to mad scramble kind of across the floor, you have to cross through a few of these guys to get there. But again, they're all very concentrated on shutting the portal. So your two options are basically to try and scuttle past in the crouching Last of Us run full on stand and sprint.
Before I make my decision, my uniform perfectly matches theirs, right?
It's a little bit different. I guess it does. No,
because switcheroo with anyone. Okay.
Sorry, I'm incorrect because we'd established that they had a suitcase full of these. So these are actually Gotham Crown outfits, not Entombed Eye outfits. So yes, they do match perfectly.
Okay, great. Then I am going to run out and try and put as much distance between me and them initially, and then try to basically blend in and escape as best I can.
Basically, you're gonna try and do exactly what Chad did on the other side, where he came out of the bathroom and was like, I've been here the whole time. That's pretty amazing.
Just hope I don't have to speak and be like, don't worry, friends, we will catch him wherever he is.
We will stop the German man.
Yeah.
I'm Austrian.
They catch the old German. That's go right. Slowly.
He might break a hip.
Everyone careful, have your insurer.
Also, do you have any spooky secrets you want to tell me?
Yeah.
Let's describe our plan aloud as we look.
All right. This is bad. Someone has escaped. We all need to go over what our plan was, so that we all have the same story to tell the tentacles later.
Yeah, you've got to fill out that tentacle incident report. Okay, so if you're just sprinting, I think we are going to go with... I think there is a run. Is there a run? No, there isn't. Fuck me. There's track. Jump, intimidate. I apologize, those of you listening and watching at home. I know it seems like every time we're like, what the fuck are the rules to this game? That's largely because we played Vampire yesterday, which has almost the same skills. Yeah, they don't mechanically play the same way.
Oh, but it's just they have fewer that are easier to track.
That is true. Yes.
Every game should have a generic athletics one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Well, again, I think that's actually track. I don't believe to be
no. That would be physically tracking something.
I don't know if that's true necessarily in this day and age, but that would that would make more sense to me. So okay, that's fine.
We should go with accounting.
Yeah, library
account
use
for his whereabouts.
If you're looking for dex for being able to run, or con for being able to consistently run or something like that, that's the closest I can think of so far. And I'm not trying to tilt the scales. Like, I am bad at both of those.
Yeah, no, I fully understand.
I mean, what if we go with jump? Because I feel like a run is just a series of lateral jumps.
Series of one-legged jumps in rapid succession.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with dodge.
Okay.
Just because it's...
Okay.
It's both a matter of... Well, I mean, sorry, you did say you're just running, like, flat out, though, right? You're not actually...
Yeah, I'm just running, yeah.
Okay, then fuck it. Let's just go straight dex, because you're not trying to, like, duck and weave around them like a cool football player. You're just being a linebacker and be like, fuck it. It's a weird scarecrow man running through a bunch of people.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hey everybody, Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM, and I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now, but I hope you're enjoying it, and we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us in our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
That's a 9. Wow. So that is an extreme success. No, sorry. That's just a hard success. My dex is so low that a 9 is only a hard success.
Even so, man, that is a much better result than I will admit I expected Richter would get on this. So yeah. You just take off running. You barrel through them. Again, like they try and grab at you, but they're so distracted by trying to close the portal. Meanwhile, as you kind of look, sort of as you run, you see that the Helmfirth office is materializing on the other side. You can hear gunshots and see it's sort of Adrian and Red. And then you're into the Gotham Crown offices. So you can see stenciled sort of prolifically throughout the offices the terms Royal Gotham Investments in kind of classic like 1930s Art Deco font. Clearly, the investment firm is still setting up shop. As you rush out of the office, you actually see a plaque kind of leaning against the door, waiting to be installed for Montgomery Greaves. Okay. And probably says like chairman, I think, under it. So you book it into the office space. So we're thinking again of kind of a large 1930s office because you're an Empire State and it's clearly they've clearly thrown a bunch of money in. It's pretty much one quarter of the floor. So it's a pretty big space. You are currently in kind of a central you're kind of in, again, a hallway full of these offices. Directly ahead of you, it opens up into sort of there's a big meeting space that's just being set up. You can see a kitchen and kind of break room ahead to the left. Behind you seems to lead to bathrooms and sort of like an executive office. Where do you go?
Now that I've put some space between me and like this immediate threat, Richter is thinking like, I'm in New York. How am I in New York? This is, and I'm miles into the sky. Like it is flabbergasting. Like, yeah, like sanity actually, check to be yeah, in the I was Empire gonna say, State
let's,
Building.
Let's take a sanity check like, on that. That totally makes sense. That would be wildly disorienting.
What do I have my sanity at? 28. Ooh. Oh, wow. Man, these are good rolls, and I hope the other shoe doesn't drop anytime soon. So that's a 4.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it does kind of, again, for any other character, I would have a harder time justifying this. I think with Red, it would just be rage. With Adrian, it would just be kind of that childlike, oh, you're on the ceiling now? Okay, I guess that's like a floor.
Yeah.
But it's like an up floor. But for you, I think it really is just kind of a, since you do have that sense of play and curiosity, mm-hmm. Happily your bemusement and delight at the weirdness of this,
that this outweighs the horror. Possible. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's just exciting.
Would knowledge of the ability that humans can now cover great distances in an instant, would that cause Richter to think at all of Ingrid and the things we would talk about and stuff like that? Like, does this seem to maybe even have Ingrid's fingerprints on it, or at least in terms of like her theories? Because she was always the scientific side of the mythos.
Her fingerprints?
Her fingerprints, yeah.
I don't think so. I think maybe this, actually, okay. I think this is the kind of thing you likely have had arguments with her about. Largely because I think she would argue that scientifically this is impossible, despite what kind of the flights of fancy and sci-fi of the time were suggesting about, like, wouldn't it be nice if? Mm-hmm. But based on all of her research, it doesn't seem possible. For you, though, leaning more on the occult side, I think for you this almost felt like an inevitability that in order – if these creatures don't exist in our – dimension or our realm, they must have some way of coming and going. And if that's true, I think you kind of came to it by way of like, if there is spooky stuff here and it's not here all the time, where did it come from? Had to come from somewhere, how to get here? Whereas Ingrid was like, I can't find any way to do this. So this actually kind of proves you're correct, but in terms of trying to draw a parallel between what the inheritors are doing and what Ingrid was attempting, doesn't quite sync up.
No, okay. I wasn't sure. Okay. I think Richter still thinks of Ingrid.
Absolutely. Yep.
And in the spirit of that, he also thinks of his friends who obviously he left behind in some great commotion back in Helmfirth. So he's determined to get back to them, but also he doesn't want to come back empty-handed. He's here in this giant spire in like one of the world's greatest and largest cities. This group is operating out of like one of the top floors. Like that's... That's some serious shit. Like these guys are not just playing around with some old books they found. They are connected like crazy. So I think he's going to see if he saw that plaque for Greaves. Mr. Greaves. He's going to see if he can find Montgomery Greaves's office.
You were just in it.
That was his office. Well, he's not going back in there right now.
Fair.
Okay.
Tyler, can you roll me? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did you have
only in like the in the ethereal in terms of like vague things he's trying to look for?
Okay. Can you roll me a spot hidden?
Yeah. Okay.
Just so we can get a baseline for what you might be able to find.
31 spot hidden. That's still okay. That's good. That's still a hard success. That's one of my strengths. Okay.
Cool. So you, you said hard success?
Yeah.
Great. You immediately think to try and get into Greaves' office, but then in kind of putting two and two together that the plaque is meant for the door of the room you just came out of, in terms of like blending in, those guys are clearly on the lookout. You can hear kind of, noise coming from other parts of the office that isn't fully abandoned. I will say though, because it is night, like the lights are mostly off. It's not lively, but you can see light coming kind of from the kitchen area, and you hear a toilet flush. So you do know there are other people in the space,
right?
You quickly kind of take all that in. But also, having had to unpack Helmfirth Curiosities back in the day after you got J.B. Fletcher's gear, you are also fully aware of kind of the rare advantage that you have. I know we've been joking a lot about library use, but like kind of library use in that if they're moving in, there's likely a system. And if there's a system, you can actually likely find something more valuable than not.
Okay.
So yeah, with your hard success...
Yeah, if they're like moving in and stuff and like there are crates, I want to start maybe checking out some crates and stuff.
Sure,
like that.
Exactly. So with your hard success, you kind of creep down a hallway. You're still within earshot of Greaves' office, which is, needless to say, rather unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You do find some boxes that seem to be almost like archive boxes. So there's file folders, there's clearly dossiers. Can I ask what specifically in those boxes do you think you'd be looking for?
I mean, I think Richter's mind always first goes to like texts, books of any kind, but also artifacts, trinkets and baubles and things like that. Imagery that he would recognize from his research that he's already done into this group and things like that.
Right. Okay. Interesting. You obtained the Tome of the Inheritors a while back, did you not?
Yeah.
Great.
I've researched it a couple times, but it is always kind of taxing on my sanity.
On your old noggin?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Go ahead and roll me, please. Again, we've been quipping about this all day, but I think it might be true. Go ahead and roll me a library use, please, as you try and decipher what their Dewey Decimal System is.
Oh, man. There's the bad roll. Library use. I rolled a 91. I'm going to spend luck to get it to 80, and that will be a regular success.
Fuck. You have a lot of points in that. Okay. So you very quickly start to sort through the boxes, and the filing system, because it's been kind of reskinned to at least appear as though it's an investment firm, it takes you a minute to kind of figure out kind of where the good stuff is. That said, you find a sort of a thick leather folio that's bound with kind of like pages sticking out of the corners and things that is marked as case file entombed eye failure.
Ooh, yeah, I would love to see what's going on there.
So I think with your low success, that's probably all you're able to get. Unfortunately, in terms of artifacts and that sort of thing, there really doesn't seem to be much.
Okay.
At least with that role. Following that, you hear a commotion down the hall. You think you hear someone say, "Wait, what?" And then there is the sound of an explosion. Glass shatters and blows out through a bunch of the offices, and you hear sort of screams of injury and wounds as someone you can hear commotion, and you can see robed cultists kind of running out of the office. Smoke begins to kind of billow out of the office, and you see people kind of stumbling out, ripping their masks off and coughing. It's bought you a momentary, it's basically bought you a moment to act. Here's my kind of devil's bargaining question for you. You can use this time to continue to search the boxes, or you can use this time to try and escape.
I think I got to try and dig deeper. I think that Richter's enough of a obsessed fool that he's got his hands in the box kind of thing of like,
yeah, 100%.
I gotta keep going.
Yeah. You're Benny from the Mummy just hanging out in that giant golden room. And like, Benny, you should just go. You'd be fine. But nah, Benny's got to stick some more gold in his pants.
Right.
Benny.
Good old Goodbye, Richter Benny. Paper pants.
That's what we always call
Here
him.
We go. That's sorry. Is it something besides library use now? I mean,
no.
Is it spot hidden now or is it?
No. I would say still. I would say you could use whichever one you want, which I know is a deadly game, but
going to use library use.
But no,
that's
I think
extreme success.
Okay, great. Yeah, because honestly, again, I feel like it's like once you have the filing system somewhat sorted, it's not like it would change necessarily.
Okay.
It's just time. So as you continue to dig deeper. You actually find one of the you kind of, I think at this point you're just tossing the tops off of banker boxes. Mm. When you open one, you find inside there's a sort of like a leather, at least it seems like leather. It's probably some kind of I was going to say it's probably some kind of animal skin. That's leather. It's literally what leather is. I'm describing leather. Yeah. You find a leather scroll a kind of bracer of those knives that you saw both on the big guy back in Helmfirth.
And my back for a moment.
And in your back for a moment, yes. Flew around. Quickly unfurling the scroll, you obviously don't have time to study it too much right now, but it you can tell it seems to have some sort of ritual binding, like a binding spell for the blade, perhaps more importantly, a small slip of memo paper flutters out of the scroll to the ground. And as you lean down to pick it up, you can see the Royal Gotham Investments logo kind of at the top. And in kind of classic Resident Evil fashion, a very convenient cultist has scrawled a note that reads, "We've attuned the blades to the new office. You'll find that now they'll still serve the same function they have, but rather than having to constantly make the trip to Jersey, we can finally interrogate people here at HQ. So you'll be happy to know that they're rigged up and they'll be delivering people to the 13th floor."
Wow, okay. I'm just writing that down, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
How many knives do I have on this bracer?
Three.
Okay.
You can tell there are a bunch of, like, if you think about if you've ever seen a professional chef roll out their knives, like I've only seen on TV, it's kind of one of those, and it's missing a bunch. You also notice that the knives aren't uniform. They all are of a slightly different style, like they were Games Workshop miniatures who had to look just different enough. They do all still have the binding, the leather binding on the grip, as well as... in this case, not the entombed eye carved into the bottom, but the seal of the Gotham Crown. You hear shouts and footsteps kind of rushing down the hallway towards you.
I take these things, kind of stuff them down into my robe and run.
Okay. So the figures kind of round the corner, you grab the stuff, throw it in your robe, and begin to run awkwardly with your kind of robe hiked up.
Yep.
A nun run. Can you roll me a listen check, please?
Oh my gosh, these checks. This is another hopefully easy one. Nope. 81. I need to get to 75, so I'll spend luck again because it's in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta tell you, man, that's the right call on this particular check. Because as you run, you can hear again commotion from behind you, but also someone yelling, like, someone's gotta get down there quick. Apparently, one of them showed up.
Okay, yeah.
And then you hear someone, they're kind of yelling back and forth. Someone's clearly like on a phone line. He's like, "Oh shit, we really got to hurry. Apparently it's a big guy and he's pretty punchy."
Okay. Then, all right, I'm going to take out the bracer, take out a knife and stab myself in the leg.
And with that, Richter disappears.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter. Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel, and our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R. And all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice. And on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B, D-U-M-B, D-I-C-E. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Olin Anderson, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lord of Bradovic, Noel Louis, Anthony Griffin, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Vault until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?